Victoria.
Thank you, Kara.
Oh, thank you, David. This is Justin.
Hi, Justin.
How are you doing today?
Good.
That's great. That's great. So I know Kara didn't introduce me. Now, my name is David. I am the director in charge of the state of New York. So, I mean, I do see that Kara was outlining the basics. I know she does a great job of, you know, letting you guys know the reason for the phone call and basically the basics of how the program works. But do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
Not at this point.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get the listing pulled up. Now, the listing that I have for you guys is out of 11784, all right?
Yes.
All righty. So this is the way it works right now. Google will send us a list of companies that are eligible for first place placement in their areas, right? Then our mapping coordinators will reach out to the business owners and see who's interested. Now, this listing out of the zip code would cover up to a 50-mile radius if you're willing to take customers in up to that area. Now, we use geofencing to go ahead and set up that service radius. Now, as a Google Channel partner, we're only allowed to work with one business per service industry per service area, right? So that's why we work from the zip codes. Okay? Now, with that being said, this listing itself has umbrella services with it. So it looks like you're going to be activated for Google. You'll have social media hosting with Facebook. You'll have a live listing within Yelp, Bing, and Apple. So on Bing, you'll also have first page placement, as well as Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa, the voice searches. Right. So we'll cover all the bases for you. Now, this listing, it bills once a month at $299. It doesn't matter how many jobs you get.
How much was it?
That's $299. That's a flat
$299
rate.
Per month.
That's right. And it's a flat rate, so it doesn't matter how many jobs or how big they are, it always stays the same for you, right? And that's what makes it so profitable. Now, with the all the discounts, I was able to attach them. Each one of these listings is designed to create the return on investment, right? So this listing naturally sits at $599. With you guys' discount to Terra ask to place in for you, we were able to bring that rate down a little bit for you, right? Now, the beauty of it is it stays locked in as long as you stay with the program. All right, so it won't go up on you. Now, let's see. How are your customers currently finding you? I mean, I see a Facebook. Is this Andrew's list still active?
Yeah, well, that we actually just set that up, like, recently. But we've been in business for a while, but we contract for major furniture companies, and most of our business came from word of mouth. We really never needed to advertise or market, so we're kind of new to the whole marketing thing altogether. All of our reviews and ratings are from, you know, all of our customers that we, you know, we deal with over the years and just people that we deal with every day because we're, you know, we work 6 days a week. So, but besides that, you know, we would have to, is this something that we could think about or is this something that we would have to make a decision right now?
Well, I mean, the way that it works is we call out when the listing is available. Right. And as long as there's one available, we're allowed to fill it. Once it's filled, close out the area and then we kind of move on. Right. So it's,
I mean, the thing, I'll be honest. Thing is, like, right now, like, I just signed up with Angie's List and, you know, they have their marketing and, you know, it's, that's costing us like $400 a month. And I mean, $299 just, you know, as of right now, just kind of isn't in our budget right now. I mean, you know, if it was like $99, I think I might have tried it maybe for a month or two, see how it goes or something like that, see if any increased business happened. But as of right now, $300 additional a month just isn't in our budget.
Well, I understand, right? I mean, sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we'll be calling out and we'll get the position filled. But, I mean, the biggest thing is at least you know what you guys are eligible for, right? What I will say is I know you may be worried about return on investment, but if you do that searching area, right, with your keywords and phrases, which you guys are doing a lot of furniture cleaning, right, upholstery, furniture cleaning services, furniture repair, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that regard, if you do the search, the businesses that you find on that first page, we're talking about 370 reviews, 154, 102. As you can tell, you don't hurt for business on Google because it's the entire ecosystem that feeds the internet, right? Not just all the other websites, but it's also going to be other directories, such as Angie's Home Advisor. They're actually Google's biggest customers, right? So we basically fill in all those first pages.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. So basically what I was going over is just those businesses and kind of the searches that are going on and how much business is going through that front page, right? So things like Alexa, Siri, Apple, they're all going to tie into the same. So HomeAdvisor and Angelus being some of their biggest customers, it's because they know where the best leads are going to be at, right? Now, as far as the $299, I know Tara kind of went over the top and find as many discounts as she could from your initial conversation. I might be able to find a couple more and see what we can do for you. I mean, I can't say I've never seen a listing go down to $99. I mean, we might be able to do like a family and friends rate, like $249, something like that. Now, of course, I won't go tell anybody I've done some high school or anything like that. What I would do is just dig a little bit deeper, find some more discounts. Like I know one that Tara didn't use that we could use would be our competitor's discount rate, which basically since you signed up with a pay-per-lead service, right? We could get you in. You've never been on Google before. That way you'd be able to see how it works, right? But that one does hit. It sits at $249. It bill it once a month for that amount, but you get all the same services. Now, on your social media, if you guys are putting any money towards Facebook at all for advertisement, we can definitely absorb it. Not at all? Not there right now? Okay.
The only two right now that I just started paying for is Angie's List and a little local one, I don't know if you heard of it, called Next Door. But besides that, I haven't started paying on anything else.
Okay. So, yeah, Next Door. So those are like your traditional pay-per-lead services, right? So this one's going to be different. You're not going to pay per lead or per phone call. Right? Everything you get off that first page is basically that same flat rate, right? So it's $249 and there's no hidden fees there. Right? Now, as far as website, I know you guys got a website going too. I don't know if you guys are investing in that monthly at all either, but we could also absorb that cost because it's included with this listing itself. So, I mean, these are some of the options we have.
I own the domain.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, yeah, if you own it, I mean, basically we would use your domain, which would stay yours. We just rebuild the site so that way we can keep it updated and keep you up to date with all the traffic that's going through it, right? AI chatbots, how many views you're getting, all those types of things, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, I mean, it's Let me ask you this.
I mean, how do you combat, like, you know, bad reviews that come in?
It's a great question, right? So what we have is we're not only going to manage your online reputation, but as a premier Google Channel partner, we're able to challenge reviews that come in. So if, and it happens, I mean, we help 10,000 businesses nationwide, and a lot of times what happens with reviews is there are other companies in the area that go leave bad reviews on a competitor's Google business profile, and it has no justice to it. And I'll get one of my owners call me and say, hey, somebody left this review, never even heard of this guy, yada, yada. We'll investigate it, and most of the time we get those removed. Right? I mean, it just depends, but we do have an outreach program that is going to help manage your online reputation for things like bad reviews.
Okay.
All right. Now, this one, I mean, it's $249. Is that something that
yeah, so if you could see, like, if you could get the price down even lower, then, you know,
maybe. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the lowest is possible because, I mean, I appreciate what you're trying to do at $249, but, like, again, you know, We just signed up for Angie's and I'm paying $400 with them and our budget situation is kind of, it's like tight. We're trying to recover from certain things and, I mean, it would be great obviously if, you know, whatever, if I got more work out of it, it'll compensate, you know, for the bill and everything, but, just, you know, the lowest you can get it, you know, maybe we would possibly consider, but.
Okay, so let me see here.
I mean, if you contacted us before Angie's List, maybe.
Yeah, it would have been
Well, you know what it is? The thing is with Angie's List, we have to pay $400 a month and we're in a contract for a freaking year. So it's like, I can't even cancel it at this point, you know, so I'm kind of stuck. But I mean, I've gotten some leads that, you know, one or two have been completed so far, which, you know, which kind of already made up for it, but, so, yeah.
Well, that's good that you're making some of your money back, right? I mean, that's honestly the only thing that matters is return on investment. And with our company, we don't have long-term contracts, nothing like that. As a premier partner, we're a true performance-based company. So basically, everything's month-to-month with us. But what I will say, Justin, is, I mean, I just try to answer some more discounts. Basically, we're at bottom line right now, $249, right? That's going dollar for dollar with you on the actual service and programming, things like that. as far as the position goes, I mean, right now, I understand it may not just work for you guys, but what I can always do is maybe put you back at Hopper, right? And then when the position reopens, give you a call back and see if maybe it's a better fit for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think, Justin? I mean, the ball's in your pocket. I mean, I was able to get it down. I mean, 249 is an amazing rate, right?
We're just going to take a shot first before we move on to something else.
Yeah. All right. I mean, yeah. I guess if you want to just keep us in your back pocket for now, and just, you know, I guess if you find, I don't know. I just can't do it. As much as I would like to, you know, but I'm just trying to see what this Angie thing is, and like I said, my wife had put us up on a couple other sites, and you know, I mean, listen, Google is the primary. I get it, but I just can't afford it at the moment. But, I mean, it's not something that, you know, we probably would consider it, you know, I don't know, maybe a couple months from now or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it may come out next week. You close down a couple of jobs, you make some good money, and you say, hey, let's invest it into Google,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I get it, right? That's really, you're waiting for your money to come back, and I understand, Justin. Really, what I want to do is just give you guys the biggest window to be able to secure something like this for your business, because it makes a difference, right? I mean, when businesses go from being on Google to the front page, from not being on Google at all, you can expect anywhere from 80 to 125% revenue increase on a year, right? And that's just with the sheer amount of searches that are going on and more phone calls you'll be receiving, right? So, I mean, definitely something we can get done for you.
I mean, how often are people, do you know that algorithm? How often are people
searching? Yeah, so let's do, what is your number one service? And I'll tell you, I'll run it within a 10-mile radius, and it'll tell you me, on average, how many times that service was actually searched in your area.
I guess furniture repair, or like furniture refinishing or something, you know, something in that avenue.
Let's start with furniture repair. And I'm running it, we're going to do a 10-mile radius out of 11784. Okay, so it looks like furniture repair near me was Googled on average 1,432 times within a 10-mile radius on average within the past 30 days. All right, so what we do is we open you up for a 50-mile radius, so that just continues to multiply on each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, those searches, I can tell you where they went. Georgia's Furniture Repair Service Corporation. It's got 159 five-star reviews. Hey, he's doing pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. That's Georgia's Furniture Repair Service Corporation.
That's in my area?
Yeah.
Huh. Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's also coming up in the AIO. So AIO is a new one, and it's obviously AI is your AI box, right? And it's AI optimization. If you've used Google lately, you know they added new AI mode in there, right? So people are asking AI questions. Who's the best furniture repair company near me? Things like that, right? So now AI is going to not only answer the question, but they're going to be recommending companies. Right. So like George,
yeah,
he's in that AIO also. So let's see.
How do you get that, like how do you become that type of wording then?
Well, that's gonna be it's called long term language, right? So basically those are not gonna be keywords or phrases, it's sentences that people are putting in or asking questions to AI, right? Now that comes with our Ideal packaging system. Now, Ideal, what that does is it makes you a Google verified company, and Google will send you pre-qualified exclusive leads, right? And they send them to you at a set cost. Now, it's the gold standard for small to medium-sized businesses when it comes to lead generation, because the only time you actually pay for that lead is when you successfully gain an appointment with that client, right? And that's the difference between that one and other ones where they'll just send you phone numbers and bill you. You can get the phone call, you can get email the number and all that good stuff, but your budget's never charged unless you successfully gain the appointment with that client, right? And that's what kind of separates that difference.
So that's a different package than what we've been discussing.
Yeah, that one's like a pay-per-lead type one. Now, what we're talking about right now is going to be first-page placement. This one gives you unlimited clicks and calls off the first page. So that one I pretty much lock you in at a flat rate. Now, if you're looking into something like Google Verified, I can pull it up for you. Now, what the Google Verified is going to do for you is for furniture repair, I know for sure, like when it comes down to the upholstery cleaning and things like that, they definitely have that vertical. Now, I want to find what they're going to do with the furniture repair. Let's see. Now, the furniture assembly, like furniture assembly and repair, that falls in the handyman category. And I know right now you're not really categorized as a handyman, right? So what I'd like to do is put you in that upholstery cleaning area, because that'll kind of open the doors for you guys when it comes to those types of services, right? So you'll notice, like, let's see, I'll pull up some of these companies in your area. The upholstery guys, most of them are going to be like carpet cleaning companies, right, in the area. And these guys are going to be upholstery cleaners. So you got like same day carpet cleaning. Let's see, Long Island carpet cleaning. And these are, now, are you guys doing any carpet cleaning at all?
Not carpet. I mean, we do some upholstery cleaning, but, you know, I kind of pick and choose my, you know, I pick and choose what I want to clean.
And that's really why I felt like the flat rate would be best for you guys, because, I mean, being able to pick and choose through the amount of calls, kind of cherry pick the business, sort through your phone calls, the areas, things like that, it makes it more profitable for you. I mean, then if we're locking you in where you'd have your monthly reoccurring, but then you'd also have a budget that you set so that way you can get your leads, right, and things like that. So it's like some additional costs. And in y'all's vertical, I mean, really what they're going to be able to bring you is going to be more of the upholstery cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so basically, I mean, I feel like that flat rate is really going to work for you guys.
I'm just saying.
So we can cancel after a month?
So let me ask you, so if we did the $249 for the month per se, okay, we can cancel at any time.
Yes, you can cancel at any time. Now, this is how it works, okay? We don't have any long-term contracts. The only thing that we would ask for is at least 90 days. We ask for 90 days just so that way you guys can have a firm understanding of the program. You actually can let Google do its thing and work on top of each other, because here's the deal. We still have a lot of work to do for you guys. Reason being, let me make sure, we're going to be working on your Google My Business profile, first of all. So we got to get you guys verified for that, right? Once you verify for that profile, that one can take, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. But once that one's verified, then we begin the optimization for the first page, right? By day 45, no later than day 60, you find yourself on that front page in all the areas we have you listed for, right? Within the first 2 weeks, we're going to be bringing in customers through things like social media retargeted ads. So if anybody goes within that 50-mile radius and they post on Facebook and they're asking for something like, hey, I need my furniture repaired, any suggestions? And they just hit post, you don't need to know them. As they begin swirling, your flyer shows organically on their timeline, right? Really helps with the new customer acquisitions early on. And then within day 5 to 7, your Apple Maps goes live, your Bing goes live, your Yelp goes live, and other directory submissions that are there local to you. I did a search. There's about 52 of them, right, that you'll be submitted for. So within those first 2 weeks, we're doing everything we can, bringing in clients, and then we're working on all your Google My Business profile information. So that's going to work the same way it does whenever you do, say, you're in an area, you guys want to catch some dinner, and you don't know what's around. So you pull out your phone and you say, restaurant near me. That's how it's going to work for your business, right? So what we're going to be doing is setting up the meta tags, the backlinking, as well as the keywords with the geofencing for your service area to get all that set up for you. And that's why there's that small 90 days that we'll ask for from you guys. Now, we can do it month to month, or if we do, like, say you guys say, hey, you know what, we'll do 90 days, you actually get 2 weeks for free, right? So there's a couple of different ways that we can do that, but it just the ball falls in your part.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, what do you think? You want to give me a shot that way I can prove it to you? I mean, I know I'm asking for 1% of trust right now, but I am willing to earn the other 99.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Absolutely.
And that allows us to put something in our gut phone.
Is, all right, so if we planned on, say, you know, moving forward, I mean, what's the process? I mean, how long does it take and all this stuff? Because, I mean, it's like 5:30, you know, you have to get ready for dinner and all that stuff. And
yeah, basically, we're pretty much at the end. I mean, I already let you know how it all works. So what we do next is I'd get your hours of operation. We'd get your service area, like 50 miles if it's in any direction, or if you have a certain directions you want to be in, or certain cities, counties, neighborhoods, et cetera. So basically, next 5 to 10 minutes, we'd have your account set up and wrapped up. I already sent out your email to you. I pulled your email off of your website. I sent it out to reliable, repairwork@yahoo.com. Now that'll be your invoice. Well, not your invoice, but it'll be your actual proposal, which will show you, the rate. It'll have some of the information and it even has a discount, right? So that way you already have that one in the inbox. And then what we do is you schedule for your onboarding on Monday. Okay, we could put down your appointment, that go right over to your calendar as an invite.
So can we move forward a little bit better, more, and maybe pay on Monday?
Yeah, well, the way it works is they're calling out in the area today, right? So whoever locks in that listing is going to get that onboarding call for Monday, right? So, I mean, if you're ready right now, you got about 5 minutes. I can go through what's called our voice verification. Basically, I walk you through the program, outline it. If you agree with everything, that one takes about a minute and a half. Then, you know, we can kind of go from there. I mean, if you have any questions, I'll go over them with you, right? But, I mean, best case scenario for you guys here, Justin, and if you got the 249, lock it in, get you guys onboarded on Monday, and have all your services rolled out for you. I mean, by the end of next week, you're ready to have your directory submissions live. You should also have your social media, and then website will be following right after that, right? We'll be working coming Monday. As soon as your listing is locked in, you're going to get 3 messages. One is going to show you the information we're going to need for Monday to get you guys verified on Google. It'll have a small checklist, right? It's going to be most likely this video verification. You'll take a video of any truck or your tools, business cards, anything like that, right? We'll get all that submitted for you so that we can start the verification and optimization.
Okay. All right. Let's try that. How do we cancel if we decided we wanted to cancel?
For sure. And that one, you just call the 877 number. I'm going to send it to you right now, and then I'll cover that with you also right now in our voice verification, right? So basically, if you want to cancel, you just call us 3 days before your next billing is due, and you let us know, and you won't be charged for your next month's service, right? And I'm about to send you over the 877 number you call, and I'm going to send you my direct extension as well, okay? So I'm the director here. I jumped on the line.
So we can talk to you directly?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm going to be your direct point of contact, right? You can call me directly to my office at any time. Now, when we go through onboarding on Monday, I'll call you first, and then I'm going to introduce you to onboarding agent. Usually it's either like Nikki or Ivan, right, just depending. But I'll introduce you to them, and then you have any questions, get them answered, and then we'll get you started, right? So pretty much that's the process from now until Monday, right? But throughout any of this process, you're always going to have my contact information, right?
All right.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and pull up our voice verification. Now, remember, if you listen, say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. So I want to make sure you have a good understanding before we even get any type of billing info. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started on this one. Now, welcome to Local Splash. This is voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J&N Furniture Services.
Okay. Now, please say your name and title within the business.
Justin Small, owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, along with my wife.
Now, Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to text you out that 877 number right now. Can you receive text messages to that phone?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And right off on the side of it, you're going to see EXT, that's the extension, here to my office, 4574. And I'm going to put my name right on the side of it. So I'm just saying that one out. Now that 877 number, that's 24/7 customer service. You can call that number any time of day or night and speak with one of our representatives. As far as myself, I'm in office from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. I usually just take lunch for about an hour from 12 to 1. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local spies. So what I'll do is provide you with a security question on your account. You can verify the call is always coming from us and not another company. So you have three options: your mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name.
And what would that be?
Gatti, G-A-T-T-I.
Okay.
Other people are going to call us?
Other companies may start calling you, similar companies, SEO companies, things like that. So they might sound similar. So the way that you'll know is they have a code. That's the code.
That's right. Yeah, this is going to be your security code on your account. Exactly. So if you ever have
any... Splash is going to start calling me?
No,
not from Splash, right? Well, if we call you, you're already going to know because that's our 877 number, right? But basically the way it goes is, yeah, you're going to have prime visibility online. So with prime visibility online, it comes with a few things, right? That's more phone calls. Now, you're going to have a really great call tracking system. Now, with that call tracking, it's going to be your best feature because calls that are spam calls that are coming in, if you have other businesses, you have phish calls, all we're going to do is block those things out, right? It's going to help you track all your results, all your new clients. It's going to help you have a CRM inside of your dashboard, right? So with that call tracking, it's going to do a lot of that for you. But just as an extra set of precautions, we'll always place a security question on your account so that way you always feel confident.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. If for some reason volume is, you know, crazy, we can always change the phone number, right, to our office number?
Yeah. So the way it works is with the call tracking phone number, we can direct that phone number into any line you want, right? So if you want it sent into an office phone, you let us know, hey, this is where we want to receive our calls from Google. We're going to attach a unique tracking number to it. That'll be in your dashboard. That's going to give you those extra features. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I came down with the flu last week, and it's still kind of clearing out. But anyways, it's been cold lately, right? So, okay. Well, anyways, with that call tracking, it's going to handle those features for you, right? But at the end of the day, okay. Yeah. With the call tracking, it's going to handle those features for you, and then you're not going to have to worry about any of those spam calls. That kind of answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Am I going to get more spam calls now?
You might.
No. Well, honestly, it doesn't happen right out the gate, but if it does for any chance start happening, the call tracking is going to automatically kick in.
All right, question. Why would you call me?
Why would we reach out to you? Well, we're reaching out to you, and that's where we're about to jump into that, right? Because here within the first 2 weeks, we're going to be building out the website, right, the social media, as well as getting you verified. So if for any reason, you know, Google says, hey, we need this one or we need that submitted, can you do it for us? We'll give you a call. We'll be like, hey, Justin, we're pending this information, or can you send this over to us? Or we may call you and say, hey, you have any new photos that you want to upload to your website? And so we can take care of that for you, right? You just send that over and we get it done. So those are some of the miscellaneous reasons why we call you. But other than that, I mean, other companies, you don't have to worry about an influx of those calls because CallTrack is going to take care of that for you. But like I said, I do put that security question on the account to always protect you guys.
Okay.
So then we should talk to him every time, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, right? So the way that it works is the only time that somebody else will call you is, and here's the reason why, because we're an Inc. 500 company, right? So we have a dedicated team for every area that's going to be working on it. So like the website team, these are professional website designers. I mean, I help build businesses. I'm not the best, you know, web coder, developer, you know what I mean, out there. And I'll be honest with you, but we have a team that is amazing with it. So if the website developer, and you'll know who it is, it's either Tanya and you get accustomed with who calls you for different features, right? But once the service is out and rolling, you're not going to expect a lot of phone calls from us unless it's maybe like on a monthly we'll call you just to review the account, make sure everything's going good for you. You know what I mean? Things like that. Normal processes. But in the first couple of weeks, you can expect some phone calls from us as we're going through your verifications, getting your website set up, you know, getting social medias, things like that. Make sense?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, here we go into the verification process. Now, in hiring Local Scratch as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yeah. So it basically it's asking you if you're going to do any other type of online marketing efforts when it comes to your Google business profile, give me a call. Just say, hey, Dave. They called me about this, you know, it kind of sounds like a good idea, but this is what they got going on. First of all, I want to make
sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a business license, proof of insurance, maybe a Google guaranteed application, which we're not working on right now, or any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the timeframe may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit them within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on January 30th, 2026 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 30th day of each month in the amount of $249. It's your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, this is 90 days we talked about, an early termination fee would apply. Not submit charges for your next month of service. You contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, just a little bit on the ETF. It's super easy. It sounds way more intimidating than what it is. So here's how it works. So you can have complete transparency. Right now, when you make your first payment to lock in the listing, an early termination fee would go down to $395, right? Once you make your second payment, it goes down to only $195. And by the time you make your third payment, you no longer have any ETF at all. Pretty fair, right?
Hold on. A little confused. Hold on. Can you come over here, please?
Sorry, I have a
little bit. Get him out or something.
Can you repeat that now?
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I was going over the end with them, and then I wanted to touch base on that early termination fee, right? So 90 days we talked about. So basically, the way it works is, like, right now when you lock in your listing, you'll process your first payment, right? After that, your early termination fee goes to only $395. After you make your second payment, another $200 comes off of that, right? So after your second payment, you'd be at $195, and then by your third payment, there's no termination fee at all. You guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're talking about if we cancel before 3 months.
Yeah, before 90 days, right? And every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, real fair. I mean, it sounds more intimidating than what it is. I mean, it's a small term fee, but in all honesty, we're servicing 10,000 businesses with no contracts because Google's waiting.
Yeah, no. It makes sense. I got it. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the last name? And, the billing on the account, like the card, is it under Justin's name or is it your name or the business?
We both have one. Hold on. I'll give you his.
Okay. And can I get Justin's last name?
Small. S-M-A-L-L.
Okay. Justin Small. And I have y'all down in Selden, New York. That's 11784.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is the business address that we're going to have verified?
5 David Drive in Selden.
So you guys aren't going to forget my name anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
Fantastic. Okay, Selden, New York. Okay, now, for your service radius, are we doing 50 miles in any direction?
Not any, because the thing is...
Yeah, but if you do, that's the thing. Because of where we're located, if you do 50 miles in any direction, that I think that will give us Connecticut as well, and we don't service Connecticut.
Okay, so then what I can do is we can go down to the borderline in that direction, and then we can expand the other radius, whether it's going east or west, you know, whichever other way you
want. Yeah, like if you're looking at it, I don't know how you're doing it on your end, but if you're looking at it like geographically on a map, we basically cover all of Long Island. We don't go over to Connecticut.
Gotcha. So all of Long Island is definitely going to be covered inside that radius. So.
But excluding Queens, because like if you're looking at it on a map, Queens is connected to Long Island, so I don't know if it shows your counties, but like Queens County, we don't do that, but you can include Nassau County and Suffolk County. Now you just said you want to do Long Island.
No, I just kind of meant like, I was more of a researching. I didn't instead of driving to Queens, you know, but like furniture is fair, we can only send one man.
So you're going to get calls for everything over there.
All right, okay, whatever.
For you, it's just Nassau and Suffolk County.
All right. What do we want to do? We'll start out with that then.
All right, yeah. Let's just start out with Nassau and Suffolk County.
The thing is, like, I can go, like, 50-plus miles out eastwards and, like, you know, I don't know how far Nassau County goes.
No, like, a 50-mile radius would be good going east and west, but not, you know, out that way.
Somewhere north?
Makes sense.
Like going out east towards the east part of Long Island is good.
Sure, yeah.
Going out west, Nassau County is good.
Yeah.
We just can't go, like I said.
Yeah. That's Queens border.
So we got.
Yeah, so if you can just do Nassau and Suffolk County, yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. Now, how about hours of operation? Are you doing Monday through Friday certain hours? Is it different on the weekends, or is it all the same?
I mean, it's my cell phone, so it's like anyone can kind of text me anytime. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so you want, and the reason why I ask is this is how it's going to work, right? Whenever customers, they go ahead and Google those phrases, if you guys are open at that time, obviously you're going to have better visibility, right? It's kind of like the restaurant thing. If they're closed, where do you see them? Even if it's like one of the biggest restaurants, they're closed, they're going to go down to the bottom, right? So, I mean, if you list yourself at 24-7, I mean, it does help, right? But at the same time, you will be receiving calls at any time of the day or night if a client searches.
Yeah, that's, I mean, listen.
He gets called now.
If someone calls me at 8 o'clock at night, I'll just tell them, hey, text me.
Gotcha, okay. And then is that going to be different on the weekends or we're going 7 days a week there?
It doesn't matter. I normally, my phone's on me all the time.
It's always on? Okay, so then we can do Monday through Sunday, 24-7. That way, I mean, it'll open you up for more phone calls, so that's a good deal. All right. Okay, so we got our hours of operation, we have our service area, and now we have our address. So it looks like we're all good there. Last thing is going to be our billing info. We have 5 David Drive, Selden. Okay. Now we have Justin Small. Now is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
I gotta go,
Brian. And I'm ready when you are.
4563-3104-999-7087.
Expiration month.
0330.
And CVV.
067.
Okay. Now, for the onboarding call, I'm going to send it out to the same email that I already emailed. Let me pull up the one that I have. Give me one sec.
Very reliable repair. That's fine.
Okay. That one's it was at Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Get in here.
Max, you get your fucking ass down. Oh.
Max, what do you think you're doing up on the mountain?
It's the part of our church.
He wants a donut.
I do. I said, what are you doing up there?
I know.
I'm just flying home.
Okay, so it looks like for Monday, I'm going to have, let's see, I have 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 1:30, 2, 4, and 6. Which one works better for y'all?
Say it again?
I have 11 a.m. available, 1 p.m., 1:30, 2, 4, and 6.
11 and 1, Monday.
Just look at the calendar because I might have something.
Calendar, Monday. It's Groundhog Day.
Dude, it's Groundhog Day. I celebrate that.
He's going to be hidden this year. I just have a feeling. He's not coming out. He's not coming out this year. Not yet.
There is no work on Groundhog Day.
11's fine.
11's fine.
Okay, yeah, I'll be working. That's all right, let's get you down.
So you're calling.
Yeah, so I'm going to call you guys, and then I will have our onboarding agent on the phone with me. Right, I'll introduce you guys. Basically, I'll open up, help you guys out a little bit, and then I'll leave you guys to it so that way they can kind of get that taken care of for you. They'll be going pretty much through everything with you, right? I mean, you don't have to be in front of a computer or anything like that. It's going to be basic knowledge off of your business knowledge. We'll be in front of the computer handling all that for you. The beauty of our whole program here, Justin, is, in all honesty, we're going to be that white glove service for you. Right. You wanted any promotions run for you, you have any sales you have going on, you let us know the details, we'll put the flyers together and we're going to market them for you. Right. All of that's already
included. That's pretty cool. 10% off. You will raise the price by 10%, but then we'll say 10% off.
And they should. Justin, are you in sales? No.
I'm actually a pretty good salesperson, trust me.
No, I can tell you very well articulated it. That's really what we look for these first page placements. I mean, when we're sending businesses out to a client's house, hey, you know, with Google, it's gotten really stringent compared to the way it used to be, right? I mean, it used to be any business could really list themselves, and Google is being held accountable for a lot of that stuff that was going on. So they've really changed the program and figured out who they want to work with and who they don't, and then they leave that up to us. You know what
well,
I mean?
Can they do, like, you know, hypothetically speaking, like, you know, like, oh, 10% off if, like, you know, the Google World Furniture, you know, Google Word Furniture or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, code word.
Like a code word, that, you know, just so that...
Coupon code.
Yeah, like a coupon code, just so that they know they got it off of you guys, and then I know, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. They don't yet, but that's definitely a good idea. I'm going to have to put that in our ideas channel, which, I mean, we have a channel that we do that. They're inventory ideas for, like, Google, things like that, right? So,
I'm the only person that thought of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't heard of it. I mean, it sounds pretty good to me.
All right.
Let's see. All right. So I just scheduled you for your onboarding interview, right? So that one should come over right into your inbox. Now, you should have also received a few messages that come right through to your phone. Let me go ahead and pull it up.
Go ahead and pull it up.
These ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So where it says we sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, if you can click there where it says mylocalsplash.com flow test terms, that's going to allow us to phone calls and text messages. There'll be two check boxes there for that one. And then if you could sign your name there for us.
Okay, it took us back to the login.
Okay, so right now you're at the dashboard login? Let me see.
Yeah, now it's saying username and password.
Okay, so you clicked on, that's a client dashboard. There should be another message in there that says, Justin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your
email. Yeah, we did that. I went through all of it. I filled it out, and then it brought me back to this.
Okay, fantastic. go ahead and update here. Okay. Yeah, now that one's going to be your login for your dashboard, right? So that's that Google Business Dashboard we talked about. You can download that from any Play Store, whether it's Android or Apple. It's going to be your login information right there. I think your username is your phone number. And the password should have been generated for you there in that message. All right, so what you're going to want to do there is you can log in there. That's going to be your data hub. It's going to show you everything. It's going to be a CRM for your customers. You're going to have your website info in there, your social media, Apple Maps, basically everything, right? So once your directory submissions start going live, you're going to notice all the information getting input in there. Same thing, like once the website's live, you're going to see it in there. If you guys want to go in and make any changes, you're able to. Other than that, you just let us know. We'll take care of it for you. On that dashboard, you also have direct access to get a hold of any one of our supportive agents, right? So you can just hit that tab box. It comes over to support agent. We help you out.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So it looks like for now we're good to go. We definitely appreciate it. Oh, you know what? What I can do here, if you want, we can list you on the account as an authorized user as well. So that way when you call in, you have access. You know what I mean? You can always be able to get in.
She would be the primary person to ever call in, so.
Okay, so then we definitely want to have you listed here. Okay. So as far as title within the company, are we doing office manager, CEO, CFO, co-owner?
I'm actually officially listed as CEO.
Gotcha. Okay, CEO. Righty. And could I get your full name, please?
Nicole Brown.
Nicole Brown. Okay. And is there a different phone number you want listed for you, Nicole, or is it going to be the same one?
I can give you my number, but I don't want my number in, like, the advertising.
Yeah, no, it won't be in the advertising. So your phone number, what we're going to do is we're going to attach the call tracking with Justin's number, and then with your phone number, what we'll do is it's just going to be listed here. So if it says, hey, contact Nicole for this situation, we know what number to call.
All right, yeah, that's fine. It's 631-786-7078. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got you here, Ms. Brown. Now, we're all good to go. We can go ahead and dismiss for the weekend, and then we'll come back and reconvene on Monday and get you guys all onboarded. Now, you have any questions for me right now?
No, I think we're good.
All right, well, I definitely appreciate it, Nicole and Justin, and super excited to be able to work with you. I'm going to go ahead and get started here on your account, and then you'll hear back from me on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Sounds good. I do have one question, actually. I just thought of it. So over the weekend, if I want to go on to the account, since I have the login information, can I start putting things in, like website information, like whatever it's asking me for?
Yeah. So if you have any information that you want to fill in there, feel free. That's your dashboard, right? So any information that's missing, you can go ahead and get that filled in, and then you'll be good to go.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.